Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Renee Grant Williams is with us, folks. She's an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is our voice coach. She is our voice expert on the Brain Trust. She is the voice coach to the stars. That's exactly right. Many of the people you know are celebrities, maybe you're big fans of. The reason you're a fan of them is because they know Renee Grant Williams. She's the author of Voice Power, and she's here to talk to us about one of my favorite topics. Renee, welcome back to the show.
And indeed, I want to talk about one of your favorite topics. That's women.
I love talking about women. It's my favorite thing to do. And the only thing more fun than talking about women is talking about women with a woman.
Well, I'm interested in exploring with you the challenge that women have in the workplace. Because the question is, how do you project authority without losing your femininity?
Remember back? So you're talking about, primarily, you're talking about women in a leadership position.
Yes.
Whether it be a manager or an owner.
Manager, owner, CEO, from the bottom to the top.
Right.
When women have to be the boss of men.
Yeah.
They can't be a pushover. And yet if they're too strident in the way they speak.
Yeah.
They'll be resented.
Right. It really is a challenge. You are exactly right. It is one of the unfair things for women. I mean, there are a lot of things that women have an advantage in, but one of the things that really kind of is unfair is, you know, when a man gets aggressive and maybe even raises his voice, it's just a louder version of him. When a woman does that,
we have to rely on persuasion and compromise instead of power and intimidation.
But when a woman does this, has the same emotions though as a guy does, and we all and everybody does, when a woman feels like she has to assert herself, one of the problems, this is back to the voice thing, the louder she gets, the potential for her to sound shrill increases, doesn't it?
It does.
It's unfortunate.
You have to establish authority, women have to project in a voice that's clear and confident, but not unnaturally low. But it doesn't hurt to borrow a few male traits like you just mentioned, pitching the voice somewhat lower to sound warm and
be
wise.
More conscious of that.
Yes. Sound warm and wise. And you get that by supporting your lower body so your chest cavity is free to resonate.
Well, you know, Renee, look, I'm trying to tell you something. You know, I kind of, and I would get louder, my voice just gets louder. For a woman, instead of getting shrill, she might say, "Now, Jim, let me explain something to you that I'm very serious about." And so slow down. What do you think about it? Just slow down a little bit.
Slow down. Let your voice relax.
And maybe even have a lower volume. Maybe not even a louder volume.
Sometimes the lower volume is much more effective because it keeps the whole problem from ramping up.
Right.
First off.
Because when you hear panels on television and the talking heads. And the woman's trying to get a word in edgewise. When the guys start shouting at each other, and then the woman tries to get her 2 cents in, it doesn't work, does it?
No. And she's the one who ends up looking kind of stupid.
Yeah. I'm glad you said
now
that, and not me.
It's true still 72% that women's salaries are still at, I think, 72% of what men's are.
Right.
Something I still want,
and let me say this, Renee, you know how much I love you, but I'm going to push back a little bit on that because I still want to see how that methodology is calculated, how that equation is calculated, that number is arrived at, because I still want to make sure that we're talking apples and apples when they come up with that numbers. I don't really trust that number myself.
Let's make a pact to look it up.
Let's do it, because you know why I'm saying that? Because if they're talking about, if they take only executives, only managers, and people who are committed to the marketplace full time, and they take those salaries out of, you know, completely out in their own context, and they do that math, if that number is 72%, then I agree with you, that's wrong. But if they're taking it across the board, all salaries, male and female, et cetera, and they're doing that, I just think that's...
I think they massage the figures so that they get a true representation of what an assistant manager in a shoe store.
Right. If that's the case that it's 72%, then you're right. That's wrong.
And it's another thing that's interesting. Elaine, who's been my assistant for 15 years, for 15 years, she's been correcting people who assume that her boss is a man. She says, well, I'll have to ask my boss. And they say, well, tell him when he comes in. And she says, wait a minute. Why do you assume that my boss is a he?
Oh, come on. Surely in the second decade of the 21st century, she's still not getting that.
Yes. And she told me yesterday, I told her I wanted to talk about this. She said she has maybe had four times in 15 years that somebody has had she or he.
Huh. Well, and, you know, yeah, and of course some people might just be using he when they kind of don't really mean to be that. They don't mean to be. You know, it's just like, what is it?
I don't think they mean to be. I think it's so innate.
It's just innate,
I probably do it myself.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm really careful when I'm around her.
So you're saying, to wrap up this segment, you're saying that women still have a long way to go in the marketplace.
That's true, and they can help themselves out by borrowing a few male traits.
Ooh, you just sent a chill through every woman listening to you right now. The very idea that you would suggest that women could learn something from men. I hope my wife is listening, Renee. You know her. You know her, too. Quick break, 20 after. I told you I'd probably get into trouble during this interview, folks. I'm Jim Blassingame. Renee Grant Williams is our guest. We'll be right back. We're going to find out what women can learn from men. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.